I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1993. That was the day 21,000 attendants, mostly women, caught American Airlines by surprise in their first strike ever against the company. 80% of all flights were canceled a week before Thanksgiving as solid picket lines formed at 40 airports across the country. CEO Robert Crandall, who commanded $1 million a year salary and preferred the nickname Fang, was at a loss when flight attendants refused to be bullied by threats of scab replacements. Hoping to smash seniority and scheduling rights, he canceled all vacations for months. Crandall's claims to company losses could hardly be believed after the company reported third quarter profits of $118 million. Attendants were fed up with years of concessionary contracts that reduced their wages by as much as 40%. One woman picketer summed up the company's attitude saying, quote, "We're just a bunch of skirts." The strike was so popular that pilots and Teamsters often joined picketers. In New York City, 200 members of Local 1199 hospital workers walked the picket line in solidarity. Fed up machinists at United Airlines in Denver were so inspired, they staged a solidarity sick-out the first day of the strike. 4 days later, President Clinton intervened to end the strike and force binding arbitration. While many saw this as a victory, workers returned to the jobs under the same conditions that forced them to strike while they waited for arbitrators to render a decision. 2 years later, arbitrators finally rendered that decision. They awarded American the right to reduce staffing level on some flights. But flight attendants would win a 17% wage increase and retain most work rules.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.